Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Dave pointed the finger, and that means we're back. And we've got the Knight Foundation. We've got my good friend, Matt Hagman. He's the program director at the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. In his role, Matt leads the Knight's community programs here in South Florida. He's an award-winning journalist who previously worked for nearly a decade reporting on issues of local and national importance. Hopefully, he will not editorialize on my content or delivery. The Knight Foundation works to help sustain healthy communities in a democracy, and the Knight Foundation aims to increase the ability of individuals to engage in change. There's all kinds of good things that the Knight Foundation's doing here in South Florida and around the country. We're going to discuss their activities here in Miami and in other locations across the USA. Welcome, Matt Hagman.
Thank you, Jim.
It's great to be here.
All right. Well, listen, Matt, lean in so the world can hear you. Talk into the
mic. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dave almost had a heart attack. His head flew off on that one. And the meters went scoring all over the place. Well, Matt, you know, we always know is the James L. Knight. We got the James L. Knight Center in downtown Miami. I think that's about as far as it goes for the majority of the people in their community. Why don't you tell us who the Knight brothers were?
Sure, sure. So the Knight brothers owned, in fact, at one point had the biggest newspaper chain in the country. They owned some 26 newspapers from Miami clear across to San Jose, California. Some of the papers they owned range from the Miami Herald to the Philadelphia Inquirer to the Detroit Free Press to the Akron Beacon Journal, where the brothers first started. And ultimately, they got out of the newspaper business and launched Knight Foundation. And when they did, they said they wanted the foundation to focus on two things. One, to work in journalism, the industry that they did so well in, and two, to work in those communities where they publish newspapers. And so today, the Knight Foundation, we work, our funding is in journalism and media innovation. We work in the arts, and then we have community programs in each of the 26 communities where they used to publish papers, with a particular focus on 8 of those communities. And in each of those 8, there's a program director who's charged with coming up with a strategy that's sort of the moment for that city, where we're sort of, where we can make some real progress that contributes to the overarching mission of the Knight Foundation, and that's to promote informed and engaged communities.
Wow, informed and engaged communities. And here in Miami, it's a really awesome task because our community continues to evolve and grow. And so, Matt, when you first started with the Knight Foundation, what was the first thing you did?
The first thing, when I got to Knight Foundation, was interesting. We had an opportunity because the art program, which had been our local communities program, had become a national program. And so we had an opportunity to focus in a new area. And in fact, our CEO, Alberto Abarguin, said to me, Matt, go talk to people for 4 to 5 months and come back and tell me what we should do next in Miami.
So, Matt, you went and you looked at things. What did you find? And I'm sorry for stepping on you, but
I had
too much Gatorade.
We looked around. We thought, here's an opportunity, we thought, to sort of widen our lens in Miami's creative community, to continue focusing on artists as we have in terms of building Miami's cultural life, but now to not only focus on artists, but entrepreneurs, and to find ways to sort of take what so defines Miami, and that's entrepreneurship, right? Starting things, launching new ventures. That is Miami. In fact, the Kauffman Foundation in April of this year published a study looking at the most entrepreneurial cities on a per capita basis. Guess which metropolitan area ranked number one?
Present.
Miami.
Oh, man. And all anybody has to do is go over to Panther Coffee and look at all the cool people typing on their computers. And then they all needed a place to go. Matt, where do those people go?
That's right. So that was one of the first problems we were thinking we have to solve here in our effort to sort of build and help build this emerging entrepreneurial ecosystem is to fill the very different gaps. And one of them is, where are the places that entrepreneurs go to meet, to gather, to share, et cetera? And so joining with a group of other investors, we launched the Lab Miami, which is in Wynwood. Opened in February, delighted that, since it opened, it's home to, some 150 entrepreneurs on a regular basis. And through events that it's had there since February, more than 10,000 visitors. So,
10,001. I was there Tuesday.
And did you have a good time?
Oh, I had an awesome time. I got there early. Johnny, Social Media 305 Irish, invited me to a social media club of South Florida, hashtag SMCFL. And we had an awesome meeting. It was about, believe it or not, fake followers.
Nice.
Yeah, they talked about how you got to buy them to be, you know, to be legitimate on the front. And I said, fake followers, legitimate. Let me see about that.
You
but anyway,
fake followers at 880 The Biz.
I don't know about them. I don't. I got rid of them all. but that's one of the reasons I don't do Facebook. I kept getting followed by all these women with no heads. Another topic for another day. So I'm a Twitter guy and I'm a LinkedIn guy because I'm business and I'm creative. And so I went to the Lab Miami. And I pulled down on the street, and there was no cars except for mine. By the time I left, there were Mercedes, Beamers, Audis, all these top-of-the-line cars, as well as a bunch of bicycles.
Cool.
And when I walked into Lab Miami, I saw the sponsors, American Airlines, to Ackerman Centerfit.
You saw another one too, didn't you?
Yeah, the Knight Foundation. I took a photo in front of that
one. All right. Good.
All right. But the one thing I did notice that I thought was really interesting was there were a bunch of entrepreneurs in there, a bunch of people working with their, you know, one earbud in one hand, and they were all typing, and one lady had a dog and everything. It was really cool, very wonderful. The one thing that was missing, there were no mentors in there. There was nobody from Ackerman, nobody from American Airlines. I'm going to throw it right at you. Nobody from the Knight Foundation. So all those people are there, and they've got the space, but they don't have somebody to ask a question to. And it was 6 o'clock at night, and I'm thinking, my gosh, I work until 7 or 8. These people were working and cranking at 11 o'clock at night there. So I think that one of the great things that you could do is have an on-staff mentor for these people.
Well, Jim, the lab has actually just started building a mentor network to solve that very problem. In addition, another thing that we funded is an organization called Endeavor, and that's our biggest investment to date in our effort to support, connect, and inspire this emerging entrepreneurial ecosystem in Miami. And go ahead, Jim.
We're going to have another segment, Matt, because I gave you the 2 minutes. I don't want to scare you. You got to jam Endeavor in here. We're going to talk
a lot about Endeavor
because the number one thing that we want to do here is we want to connect with the entrepreneurs out there. We want them to know about what's going on. We want to create some good, solid content here that you and the Knight Foundation and the people over at the Lab Miami and your other clients and other investments can repurpose.
You know, for perspective's sake, we started this effort about a little more than a year ago in terms of making meaningful investments. We've made now over 45 different investments of different kinds. So certainly the lab is one we're exceedingly proud of. It's been enormously successful, but there are a lot of others. I hope we can talk about it.
We're going to talk about them all. The number one thing that we want to do, as I said, is help people find out what you're doing, give you some content that you can repurpose or use to get other people involved and help to build it. And then hopefully down the road we can get some of your entrepreneurs that really demonstrate what you're trying to do and the difference that you're making in creating this new fabric for Miami come to fruition. And then towards the end of the show, I want to talk a little bit, if you want to stick around and kick it around again at the end of the show, we can talk about that. I'm really all about careers. And these entrepreneurs, they're the ones that are going to bring in the businesses that are going to offer careers to the people in our town that need them. And people ask me, well, how are we going to fill up all these apartments and condos? I said, it starts with jobs and careers. We're going to leave it like that. Dave gave me the sign. We're going to be right back. Matt's already freaked. You can't believe I could talk this fast. Back after this. Dave, take us away.